With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Full Coverage, a podcast by Beauty Addicts for Beauty Addicts. Today, I am your host, the unprofessional beauty junkie, Lindsay Kelk, and no, your ears do not deceive you. I am without my beloved professional makeup artist, Harriet Hadfield, and we have had a quick change in plan of this week's episode. So I know we promised you our full coverage beauty awards. It turns out we ended up putting a bit too much work into said awards, took them a bit too seriously. Should have totally known that we wouldn't just be able to make it up and have a laugh. We've gone a bit overboard. So that's going to be put off by a couple of weeks so we can do it properly. I'm sure you're all on the very edges of your seats waiting to know who are the winners of the first ever full coverage beauty awards. But believe us when we tell you we're taking it very, if not a little too, seriously. So sadly, we couldn't record together this week. So you've just got me. But it's not just me, actually. It's me and one of my favourite people to chat to ever, the wonderful and very handsome doctor, not a doctor, David Perotta. So David, I met a few months ago and he's going to explain his whole story to you in our chat, which was just utterly delightful. But David runs a brand agency in LA and he's a distributor for a lot of beauty brands. And he just started a new shop and content concept called Materier. He will say it all correctly. It's late. I'm tired. I still haven't got my voice back from WrestleMania. But David's going to explain everything and he's going to be wonderful. And Anderson agrees. He is meowing across the room if you can hear him. So yeah, we really wanted to share that chat with you because it was just so wonderful. And he is such a source of knowledge and warmth and joy and passion for beauty. His story and his background is incredible. I mean it when I tell him I want him to write his book because I want to read the stories in that man's head. Before we get to that, I quickly wanted to go over just one little bit of new news, actually, which is something we've had a lot of requests about online. So we thought this was important to get to. We're also going to get Harry's take on it next episode. But it's going to sell out because it's limited edition and it's already out. So if I don't tell you about it now, you might not get a chance. And for some reason, some of you care about what I think about such things. So here goes. Of course, it is the Charlotte Tilbury Glowgasm collection. We had so many requests and questions about this. It was a bit bonkers. Charlotte always blows up on social media. She always blows us up. It's really interesting. People care so much about Charlotte Tilbury and all of her new releases, of which there have been quite a few lately, don't you think? There have been a lot of launches with the old Tilbs. But basically, what I'm going to do is give you a rundown of what the collection is and tell you how I felt about the products. I've given them a good testing and tell you what I think is and isn't worth your money. The collection, as I said, is called Glowgasm. First things first, yes, of course, a lot of people were like, wait, didn't you just talk about the NARS Orgasm collection? Isn't this a bit similar? I get it. It is. Also, not a massive fan myself of putting gasm on the end of things, even though I have done it myself many times. Don't think it's necessary. Don't think it's the classiest option. But at the same time, Charlotte Tilbury is a classy lady, and it does feel like a very Charlotte Tilbury word. It feels like a very Charlotte Tilbury concept. A very Charlotte Tilbury thing. So the idea is the Glowgasm collection is all about light and glow and shine and all those sexy robot things that I love so much. And what's in the collection is, well, there are two Glowgasm face palettes. There's Lovegasm and Lightgasm. There are three Glowgasm beauty light ones in Goldgasm, Peachgasm and Pinkgasm. I can't keep saying gasm. I feel like I'm having an episode. There is a luxury eye palette in Dreamgasm and two new shades of the Collagen Lip Bath, which is the lip gloss, and that's in Rosy Glow and Peachy Plump. Thankfully, no-gasms. And she's also brought back two of the Eyes to Mesmerize cream eyeshadows in Star Gold and Rose Gold. They were out last year. People went crazy. They sold out. They're back to be permanent. I do feel like that's something Charlotte does quite often. If something's limited edition and then it does very, very well and sells out and everyone stresses out, it does end up coming back to be permanent. So don't go spending a fortune for stuff on eBay, because if you miss out on something and it's good and it sells well, there's every chance it'll come back. Now, onto the products themselves. The Glowgasm face palettes. What is a Glowgasm face palette? So it's a face palette of four shades. There's two palettes, four shades in each. It's sort of like baked gel powder formula. It's very, very similar to the Dior Backstage face palette that came out last year. That was that very sparkly, again, quad of colors. It's all about contour, of skin finish, of highlight, of blush. But it's all about popping and freshening and smoothing. A very sort of ambient edit hourglass type thing, but this is more of a sparkly baked gel powder than the ambient powders, which obviously I'm obsessed with. But it's that same idea of skin finishing and complexion enhancing more than anything else. They are saying you can use it wet for increased intensity. I actually haven't tried that, but I have tried them. There's Lightgasm is the light medium option. There's sort of the champagne-y pale highlighter shade, a very peachy pink orgasm-ish shade, and then there's a bronzer. God, guys, it is late. And then there's a pop of pink. Charlotte always does that pop very well for brightening the face. And then in Lovegasm, which is the warmer, darker shade, there's a gold highlight powder. There is a deeper red type flush color, kind of like MAC Deep Throat a little bit, but that deeper red rather than the peachy orgasm shade that's in Lightgasm. There is another bronzer, it's a little bit warmer shade, and then a warmer pink toned blush. They're lovely. I don't have anything bad to say about them, just that if you already own the Dior palette from last year, you already have Orgasm by NARS. If you don't like a sparkly bronzer, if you don't like a sparkly blush, this isn't for you. I mean, this is 100% for sparkle lovers. And if you're looking for an all-in-one sparkly, glowy, skin-finishing, brightening, popping palette to take on holiday with you this year, this is a winner. It's gorgeous. Obviously, it's beautiful. All the powders are baked and set, and they say Glowgasm and love, and then there's the CT logo on there. It's all very fancy and very nice. It's absolutely gorge, but you've got to want the sparkles. You've got to want the sparkles because it is shimmery. But, you know, it's called Lightgasm. I think you know what you're getting with it. So I like those. I think they're pretty great. If you can grab that, if it's in your budget and you like the look of it, yes, Glowgasm, Lightgasm, Lovegasm palettes are good as far as I'm concerned. The Glowgasm Beauty Light ones, I have nothing but good things to say about. These are the same sort of formula as the Beauty Light ones that came out last year before, the highlighters. It's that cream highlighter in a tube that comes out the squeezy, spongy bit on top. Hate the spongy bit. I love the highlighter. And Rosy Glow and Peachy Plump are like blushes in the same formula. It's a very sheer, liquid, glowy blush. Again, not wildly dissimilar from the idea of the NARS Liquid Orgasm, but that was more of a finish. I feel like there's a little bit more color in these, but I do like these. They're absolutely gorgeous. So Peachgasm, Pinkgasm. And then you've got the two shades of the Lip Bath. I love the Lip Bath. I really, really love the Lip Bath as the Collagen Lip Bath as a lip gloss, but it's very pricey. So that's all I will say about that. If it's in your budget, do it. Gorgeous. You won't find a lovelier lip gloss that exists, and these are really pretty. The peachy one is sort of a goldy peach color. Again, I don't want to keep comparing it to NARS Orgasm, but it's so hard not to. But it's absolutely beautiful, and the Rosy Glow is the deeper peach, which is lovely. And then the Dreamgasm Luxury Eye Palette, it's an eye quad. It's a Charlotte Tilbury eye quad. Clearly you're never going to be in a situation where this is not good. It is very good. Again, which is not wildly dissimilar to my mind from the Pillow Talk palette and the Transform Eyes palette. It's very pinky. It's very pink and gold. And if you have pink and gold palettes, you don't need it. If you don't have a pink and gold palette, or if you love pink and gold palettes so much that you don't think you can live without it, you won't be disappointed. So yeah, capsule review for the whole collection. If you love the colors, you will love the products. There's no part of it that I felt was disappointing quality-wise. It's exactly the price point you expect Charlotte to be positioned at. The packaging is gorgeous. The beauty ones really are lovely. I think they're my favorite parts. The Peachgasm, Pinkgasm beauty ones, the Gold Glow beauty wand. I'm not a gold highlighter person because I'm very cool toned. But yeah, they are beautiful because they're slightly different. I think the Skin Finishing Glowgasm face palettes, I feel like I bought the Dior palette last year, so I feel like I'm covered for that. But if you didn't get that last year, you could check this out and you wouldn't be disappointed. But those beauty ones are my favorite picks, followed by the collagen lip baths. It feels wrong to say, yes, but collagen lip baths, which are just stunning. They're just very expensive for a gloss, but they are gorgeous. And I will keep it in my summer and I will use in my summer. I'll keep it in my bag and use it all summer. I think it's gorge. So yeah, all in all, I mean, this is a win for me. And I think Harry's going to like it too, because it's just the textures are really pretty. And I know Old Difficult Eyes loves a good texture. There's not a lot of brown in it. She won't like that. Ain't no brown. But she will enjoy the textures because they're so pretty. Now I've rattled on about Charlotte Tilbury for approximately half my life. We're going to have a quick ad. And then I am going to hand you over to myself, and we're going to talk to David Perrotta about his incredible career and his love of beauty and all the amazing things that he's doing. I just thought it was so fascinating to talk to someone in a job we don't necessarily hear about very often, but actually is the person who puts products in shops that then find their ways into your hands. I think that's fascinating, and I think he's wonderful, and he's not a doctor, but he could be if he wanted to be. Here he is.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm so grossed out.
Anyway, sorry. Yeah, what a good start. So after discussing staph infections and grossing you out completely, yes, I'm now going to introduce you properly.
Okay, perfect.
We have very exciting guests on full coverage today. We have Mr. David Perrotta.
Oh.
Which is very exciting.
Well, thanks
you
for having me.
You don't look as excited as you could be. Come
oh,
on.
Oh, no, I'm so excited. Every time I see you, I get excited. You've been in the showroom a few times. So I do. I love seeing you pop in. Now that I know that you're also in the world of wrestling, I'm much more excited to talk to you.
Everyone at home is like, Lindsay, why? Why did you go somewhere to talk about beauty and end up talking about wrestling again? I can't help it, you guys. You know me. You've met me. And it's not my fault. One of your employees is a big wrestling fan and her partner is a wrestler.
Yes, that's true. And so it just all started there today. So now we're going to have to end it there at some point.
No. Yeah, I'm gonna body slam you through the table.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
That's gonna be the end.
Oh my god, where's the Nest camera?
It's in my bag. Okay, I just perfect. Have everything. I have like a punked camera with me at any time. But yeah, so as you just mentioned, we've met before. We've met a couple of times, although so recently, and yet I know I feel like I've known you forever.
Oh,
but yeah, we've met because you look after a bunch of incredible brands.
Yes.
So I'm gonna let you explain more about that. But for our listeners who don't recognize your name, mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit more about yourself and your journey into beauty?
Yeah, well, it all started about 22 years ago. I had gone to school for musical theater and accounting.
We're going to sing Hamilton after this,
totally.
Too, so that'd be great.
And we'll do a grapevine, too. And so when I ended up, after going to school in London for a little bit and finishing school in Rhode Island, I moved to New York City. And I hated working in an accounting department, and I was doing collections, and it was so boring. And I left during my lunch break, and I stopped at a Puerto Rican restaurant and had two glasses of Chablis, because it was the cheapest white wine they had, and this delicious lunch, arroz con pollo, which is chicken and rice. And then I got a little buzz and said to myself, I'm not going back to that job. I'm going to Bergdorf Goodman, because I need a face cream I read about in Vanity Fair, and I was smoking a lot of cigarettes then, and so I was like, oh, I need oxygen cream from Natura Bissey. So I made my way all the way to Bergdorf Goodman, went downstairs and bought this amazing oxygen cream from Natura Bissey, and there was an amazing little Sicilian woman from Queens. Her name was Antoinette Ruggiero, and she had been in the business for 50 years, and she looked at me and she said, you have fantastic skin. Have you ever worked in retail? And I go, oh, as a matter of fact, in college I did, and in high school I did. And she's like, can you start tomorrow? I was like, maybe. How much are you paying? And she told me the hourly, and I was like, wait a second. This is the kind of business I want to get into. They're paying much higher here than my day job as an accountant. So I started the next day, and that was the beginning of my career in beauty. I started
That's
selling
insane.
Skincare
That's
on the floor
so
of Bergdorf's.
That's incredible.
And within 6 months, I was launching brands for people, and I launched a line called Sundari with Christy Turlington. It was the first natural kind of Ayurvedic oil-based mm-hmm. brand. And I looked after it at Barney's and Bergdorf's, and I helped launch brands into Saks and into all over the East Coast. And I wow. made my way, started educating brands, and within a few years, I was one of the youngest sales managers in beauty in New York and working for a showroom.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That's insane.
So that's how it all really started.
That's how it all started. Yeah. So there was no real interest in beauty before, or was it something you had a hobby?
You know, I was raised by a very beautiful Cuban mother, and she had an incredible mom as well who made all her own beauty products.
Oh, wow.
So my grandmother's like a tomboy, which I love. Yeah. And then my mom is this like cha-cha, really hot, sexy Latin mom. And so I had the best Amazing. Of both, these two powerful women, so different, but mother and daughter. And yeah. my mom loved makeup and fragrance. And but it really did start. My parents had restaurants. There was an older woman that used to come in, and I call her my Aunt Lucille, my Aunt LeClaire. Because she was their customer, and she had no grandkids. She had two kids. She was mm-hmm. in the auction business, and she borrowed me at 12 years old and took me to Barney's.
Oh my God.
And so my first real experience of a New York City high-end store was Barney's New York, and she
That's very upsetting. I feel like my aunt took me to like Woolworths. It's not the same.
In Connecticut, they were where I was from. They were taking me to like Lord and Taylor and Filene's, yeah. and I was like, oh, there was a few other stores I forgot the names of. But
yeah.
When I walked into Barney's, I was like, I had an aha moment as a 13-year-old going, this is like my yeah. favorite place on earth. And she taught me about, stationery, and she went into the stationery floor to replenish her file of facts.
Yeah.
The
coolest.
And she taught me about letterpressed, like, stationery. And then we went up to try on all her shoes in this penthouse that they had for very wealthy women that loved to shop at Barney's.
That's amazing.
And we finally made our way back to cosmetics, and that's where I kind of fell in love, because she took me into the apothecary. And she introduced me to her favorite candles, and her candles back then, mind you, I'm almost 43. I was 13 then, so almost 30 years ago, was a Diptyque candle, and she loved Lily of the Valley, and so it was a Lily Diptyque candle. And from that moment, I was really into fragrance and candles and luxury, and she bought me my first 3-ply cashmere sweater, and she told me no human should have a single ply. A 3-ply is the lowest grade
That's
of cashmere
incredible.
You should wear.
I want to know what thread count her sheets were. I mean, I assume they were exceptionally high.
Exceptional. You know, she had a gorgeous vintage BMW and an Aston Martin in the barn, and she was just like my Auntie Mame. So I had these three women in my life: my grandmother, who is this tomboy who like loved to make her own products; my girly cha-cha Latina mom, who was so yeah. hot and sexy; and then my Aunt LeClaire, who was you know, this fantastic, kind of eccentric, fabulously chic woman.
I'd like you to write that book immediately. You to write that memoir immediately.
How I got started in beauty.
I would like to know more. So it sounds like that was imbued into you pretty young, that yes. You were aware. And your skin is exceptional, by the way.
Thank you.
Gonna say.
I try really
it gets to a point, doesn't it? I feel LA has been really tough on my skin. We just talked about this. Very tough on the old skin. So that's how you got into the business. And I think the first time we met, we chatted about a brand that was very dear to my heart, one of my favorite products, and one of the earliest brands that you worked with, which was Sasha One.
Yes.
And that was such a great story. Would you share that with us, how you came to work with them?
Well, yeah. Well, I met the CEO of Sasha One and then the owner, Sasha. I flew out to Sweden. That's almost 7.5, 8 years ago. Mm-hmm. And they had been working with an amazing distribution company here, but that company went under, and so they were looking quickly for someone to help them, and they were interviewing many distributors, and Ron Robinson from Fred Siegel, like from Apothea, introduced us to each other, and from there I flew out there and we connected, and thanks, you know, I did end up purchasing a large sum of their inventory to keep them going, because unfortunately their last distributor didn't pay them what they owed them. So
hey, when that happens.
Yeah, but
which
now
we all know. Yeah, we're all familiar with
it.
That.
It happens often. I'm always worried it's going to happen to me. But like, you know, it's interesting because a few of our brands that we introduced into the U.S. market and became distributors for are now invested by Unilever Ventures in London. And one of my first brands, which was Rodan Oleo Luso. Yep. Which that was actually my second brand I signed, and I had it for 7 years until it sold to Estee Lauder. And so I was very lucky early on in the beginning. Within my first 3 years, I had Rodan Oleo Luso, Ilia Makeup, which I've had now almost 9 years.
Love,
yes, it's, you know, so we became like, we, when I moved out to LA, and the reason why we moved out here, I was with my partner, my ex-partner at the time, and I have to thank him if he's ever listening. I hope he follows me, even though
I'm sure he aggressively does.
I don't think he does. He doesn't like any of my Instagram.
He doesn't want you to know.
Okay, good. Well, anyway, I should check. But so if I thank him every day. I feel my blessings. He convinced me I never wanted to move to LA. I didn't want to leave New York. I was an East Coaster. I'm a New Yorker at heart. Same. I had moved to Williamsburg and had the best rent-controlled loft.
Same.
And when I moved here, I was like, oh, my God, high-definition sun. I was in fetal position rocking to my sleep every night. And I had just finished interviewing with a great company called Malin & Goetz. And I was going for – they had a sales director and a VP position available, so I was going for both positions. I had already interviewed almost 8 times, and they had thrown me a few offers. But that same day, I walked into my apartment in Williamsburg, and my partner hadn't been working for a few months, looked at me with this big smile and sparkly eyes and said, I got the best offer in Los Angeles. And I said, oh, my God, honey, what is it? He goes, I'm going to be a story producer for RuPaul's Drag Race. Okay, and I said, oh, God, right. We're going. Yeah. He goes, well, no. He goes, no, I can go and stay there for 6 months and you stay here. I go, well, if that happens, we're not going to make it.
Yeah.
So luckily we moved out to LA together. We made it for another 6.5 years after that.
You don't have to thank him. You can thank Ru. It's fine.
Thank you, RuPaul.
We all thank Ru.
Let's thank RuPaul.
Oh, all roads lead back to RuPaul. That makes me very happy.
So I was happy because my whole life and my career was based on retail queens. And so now I had a little bit of drag queens and retail queens in my life. But so I started this business from my guest bedroom out of kind of organic, because I was interviewing with a lot of companies and I ran into a woman that needed help, and someone here had scammed her for like a retainer and they didn't know what they were doing. And I'm all about helping people and helping grow brands. My favorite thing is just helping people make their dreams come true. And most of these brand owners, when they come to us, are really in their early stages, or they're in like been in the business for a few years, but they've had the wrong people managing their business. So they come to us for that.
Yeah, excellent. So explain to our listeners who might not understand what a distributor is, because I'm sure they know what a brand is and they obviously know what PR is. Yeah. What is a distributor?
So I have two companies. My brand management company is all US-based brands, and we work as an agency. We're like we're just like a modeling talent agent for these brands. We get them their work. We get them their shelf spaces, their stores. We get their product into market. Mm-hmm. Again, I have 22 years in the industry, so we have a lot of contacts, and we work with almost every single store you can name out in the U.S. market in North America, also globally. And then within a few years after that, I started the distribution company because Sasha One came to us and I was like, you know, I'm going to become a distributor now. And I found a way to come up with $250,000 to buy my first round of inventory of Sasha One, which was a 40-foot container of product. When I think about that, That container is bigger than every apartment I've ever lived in my life. Huge. And I was like, and it's full of hair care. And mind you, at the time, I was losing my hair. Since then, I've had two hair transplants. Thank you very much.
It looks very thick
and really
luscious.
Full and lush. It cost me a lot of money. It cost me as many people's down payments for their homes.
But listen, we're
just selling beauty products. You gotta try to keep it up.
It's a write-off. Yeah. It's fine.
And so we started it in 2013. We started the distribution company. And right after we launched Sasha Juan as a distributor, within a year, we signed Grown Alchemist, and we brought it from Australia into the U.S. Yeah. And so those two, since we launched them and distributed them here in the U.S., were invested by Unilever Ventures. And, you know, my background is I also worked for The Art of Shaving in the early years, and we sold to Procter & Gamble, and I worked for Red Flower for many years and built that business to a high multi-million dollar brand. So I had a really great run before starting this business, so I do know how to build brands. But in the last 7 years, it changed drastically because everything started moving really fast thanks to social media. Mm-hmm. And I'll have to give a little credit to those Kardashians, too.
They can ship product. I'll give them that. I've had a lot to say about them on this podcast.
Have you?
So I'm not gonna just go over all ground because people will be like, Lindsay, no, we've heard you. But yeah, they can shift a product.
They
know how to sell.
They do. We actually had one of our brands... Kim Snapchatted it. And you know how long Snapchat lasts? Seconds. Yeah. And we sold 3,000 units within a few days. Yeah. And Kourtney is usually the Kardashian that really likes the brands. Like I have like Rodan, and I was a distributor for a line called Verso years ago. And so she always loved all of our types of brands.
Yeah, the more natural.
More natural, more kind of indie. And so that's the Kardashian that usually likes our products. Which is fine with me because I'm a fan of Kourtney.
Yeah, who
doesn't? I'm a fan of all of them, actually. I actually would like to aspire to be Kris Jenner someday. And I hope I can be as great of a mentor to my kids as she is to hers.
Well, the devil works hard, not as hard as Kris Jenner, which is what we all know. So there is something aspirational there. That actually brings me nicely to my next question. Yeah. That was one thing I really wanted to ask you. You have so much experience in the industry across so many different lines. What are the big changes that you've seen?
Well, when I started working in the indie kind of niche beauty space, there was probably about 15 niche brands that you can count on, like on, you know, one hand, 1 year, and then two hands. And then since then, thanks to our wonderful world of social media, everyone, every child, every like teenager, every adult, everyone thinks they could have their own brand. Yeah. And they're all doing it the incorrect way, which none of them really have their own formulas. So a lot of these influencers and even doctor brands that say doctor are made by other people, and there are other people's formulas. So I feel very proud of my background because I know really quickly if they are private label brands. I can tell by their ingredient deck. I can tell by how much product they have run initially. And I can tell right away when I ask my questions to them. So when they do come in here, I'm known to be very direct and very straightforward. And I'm very honest with them. I'm like, so your private label, I'm sorry, I can't represent a brand or work with a brand that doesn't have or own their own formulas. And I only work with doctor brands that are published doctors, dermatologists, and surgeons. I do not work with any other type of doctor that has a skincare line because then I'm not really into that either.
Fair. Well, there's a lot of ways to get the words doctor in front of your name. And I know a lot.
I'd like to be called Dr. Parada.
Well, from now on, for the rest of this podcast.
Oh, perfect.
So, Dr. Parada.
Oh my God, my mother would cry right now.
My next question, Dr. Parada. So as well as the distribution and the brand building, you have just launched a new venture, which is very exciting. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, we just launched Materie, which means matter and material. So I love that we have had the opportunity to launch Materie. We were asked by an icon in the retail space, Brian Bulkey, who was one of the founders of 4510. And if you're in the fashion world, and in the world we live in is very fashion and beauty related and also interiors, he's iconic. And so when he came into my New York showroom, because we also have a New York showroom, which is in the West Village, he looked around and he's like, David, I've been working with you for many years and I would love to have somewhere in my new store or my new concept.
Do you get it? It's fine. Oh, I think, was it me?
Oh my God, it's mine.
That's like my phone doesn't make any noise.
Oh my God. It's probably my mother.
She heard the doctor.
She's like, he's finally made it. He's finally a doctor. Excuse me. I'm so sorry. I'm so rude. Oh, it's Cholito in New York.
Oh, good. That's also allowed.
So,
like, hi.
So, yeah, I apologize about that. But when he came into the showroom, he was like, we've been working together for close to 20 years, and you've launched so many of the top brands that I've launched in my stores. He's like, I really want people to know more about you. Mm-hmm. He's like, you're like the secret person or weapon in the beauty space. And I was like, oh my God, I always wanted to be
a doctor.
I'm a doctor and a superhero. I can't believe this. I've made it in life. But the realness of it is he looked over at me and said, David, I wish we could create a space, not your full name, but a space that really represents what you've done. And I was like, I have been working on something and I haven't shared it with anybody. And we are creating a new online platform called Materiae. And he was like, that's perfect, because the conservatory is a store that works off of, it's kind of a digital store, a digital platform where you can buy some products there, but anything you touch there can ship to your house right away. So that goes through my kind of web business. And so that's kind of what we started. And Materiae, for me, it's only brands that matter and really come from a good place. Like I had mentioned, nothing that is private labeled, nothing that has any bad ingredients in it. And it's also going to be a platform where a lot of writers and a lot of bloggers and a lot of influencers that we love will have their voice on there. So we have a lot of great editorial pieces with interviews with brand founders. We also have a few different bloggers that have incorporated some pieces. And then within the next few months, we'll just keep adding a few a week and kind of grow it from there. We'll see how it goes.
It's so nice. So talk to us about some of your brands. I'm surrounded by them now. I'm going to smash and grab when you're not looking.
Oh my God. We are
very exciting.
We are launching probably the most new brands that we have since we started 10 years ago. So right now we're launching a lot of A-beauty brands. So as we speak, we'll be launching brands like Saya from Australia, as well as Leif from Australia.
Australian beauty is having a moment.
It's having a moment. Yeah. K-beauty has kind of like faded away just slightly. And now it's all about A-beauty and G-beauty. And so it's all about Australian and German beauty, which, you know what? I've got to be quite honest. They have the most... their products have to have the best ingredients. They're much more stringent about what people put in their products in those countries. So I'm actually really excited to be launching those brands, because actually when I bring them into the U.S., their formulas are so perfect because their laws there are so different than the U.S. Here in the U.S., you can just put anything on it and sell it and it's allowed.
Yeah, that's the thing.
It's scary. Mm. So maybe I'm glad that there's a lot more social media out there, like Estée Lauder, which is my favorite thing to be on. I'm obsessed.
I'm in love with it. And then every time I look at it, I'm just like, I feel dirty. But then I'm just like, but I have to know. I have to know.
I don't feel dirty. I feel so blessed for that. Like, I wish I knew who they were, because I'd like to hug them and kiss them all over. Like, I'm obsessed. Like, when they
doctor.
No, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm Dr. David Parada.
They're doing an important thing. They're doing an important job. It's just so weird. It's so weird. But it's like Diet Prada. It's the same, right? So
it is total.
I'm fascinated by it.
I am too. I just hope none of my brands end up on
there. This is the thing. I'm afraid. I'm like, please be nice to us. We like you.
Yeah. So we have two doctor brands right now. So our doctor brands, we have Dr. Loretta. And Dr. Loretta is actually, many doctor brands out there are her formulas, because she has a private label company.
She told me.
And that has been the big source of her income for her products. But she has also her own clinic, and she sees her patients Monday through Wednesday when she's home.
And
in
our
Florida.
Listeners won't care, but I care that when I lived in New York, my very first apartment, Dr. Loretta's daughter was my roommate's best friend, which I only found out after I'd met her.
Which one, Liza?
Which is so weird.
Or Gina?
Gina. Yeah.
Oh my
goodness.
It was
so,
so
odd.
Weird.
So I came here. That's how we first met, was through Dr. Loretta. And I came to talk to Dr. Loretta, had the nicest time, asked her to be my surrogate mother. She was just polite, but I feel like at a distance. That's fair. Yeah. It was weird. We just met. And then I get a message from Gina, who I haven't seen or spoken to in like years. She was my roommate's best friend. And she's like, I think you just interviewed my mom. I'm like, hey, how's it going, Gina?
I do have to say, Dr. Loretta's daughters are really connected. Everywhere I go, like I
so
actually,
smart.
Liza and I share like three best friends in
it's
New
so
York.
So funny. Isn't it weird?
It's so weird. It's a small world.
Yeah, and no, Roisin was, there was a flat with three girls in it, and it was the other girl who owned the apartment. So Roisin and I only met because the three of us lived in this random place in Williamsburg.
I love that.
Yeah. All roads lead back to RuPaul and Williamsburg.
And Williamsburg, of course. Why not? The two most important.
Oh, can you imagine they're all together? Magical.
Oh my God, it'd be magical. But so yeah, so Dr. Loretta.
And
I love it because she's like an entry-level luxury price point. So it's great for any age group. And if you want quality skincare where nature meets science, because it's been created by also Miriam Zawi, is the botanical brains behind it all. And she was actually, she's one of my dear friends and was one of the founders of The Art of Shaving. So her dermatologist was always Dr. Loretta in Florida. Mm-hmm. And so she kind of had to get onto this project. And yeah, she couldn't stay retired after Art of Shaving sold. Her and her husband are amazing geniuses as well. So it's a great project to be on and a great brand. We've been working with them for a year. Our other Dr. Brun is Dr. Lenz, Marco Lenz from London. He's an Italian surgeon who went to school at Harvard and Oxford. And he has Zellens, which is another green kind of nature.
Love Zellens.
How can you not love Zellens? So I'm going to tell you, I'm so blessed. Between my Zellens products and my Dr. Loretta products, I don't have to get any more filler. Everyone thinks I get filler and all that stuff, but I'm like, I'm just using amazing skincare. They both have, his formulations. He is launching a whole aesthetic collection that's going to be treatment-based for spas. Yeah. And he has 7 products for that facial treatment and all these machines. He has machines that are coming out.
He was one of my favorite people I've ever interviewed.
Oh, really?
He was exceptional.
Oh, great.
He was the most fun. And just highly entertaining, but so informative and so passionate about what he does.
Yes.
He was fantastic to listen to.
Yeah, he's so great. You know, for me, he's like a mad scientist. There's not one thing you can pass by him because he knows every ingredient, what it does.
Yeah.
He can look at a skincare line and tell you if it is going to work or not.
Oh, he was very vocal about some things.
Of course. Yes.
I'm
glad I'm learning a lot more. I'm learning so much working with him.
Yeah.
And then for our hair care brands, we have Sasha Wan from Sweden, which we've worked with for close to 8 years now. And we also work with David Mallet, which is the number one salon in Paris. And he has now a salon in New York City on the top floor of the Webster. So we've been with them for a while. My first brand was Mayron's Goods, and it was Melanie Mayron, who's a famous Emmy Award winning actress. She was my first brand that started the showroom. And she's still here 10 years later. She's just redone her packaging, and we're ready to relaunch it. So we've been working with her for a decade. And then behind me, I have Le Bon Toothpaste, which we launched a few years ago. And it is such a fast growing kind of natural oral care brand. Not only does it look beautiful, and it's terrible that the press always talks about the packaging versus talking about the ingredients that's in it.
Yeah.
But the ingredients are so incredible. It's one of the cleanest, oral care brands in the market. And if you haven't tried our mouthwash, it's to die for.
I actually haven't. I just got my braces off, so I'm very excited about oral care.
Oh, my favorite moment when I got my braces off was just the texture I'm feeling in my teeth.
It was a very exciting moment. I just went home and ate 7
Your
apples.
Your teeth do look incredible.
Eat some apples. Thank you.
They look amazing. I'm jealous. I'm going to get some Invisalign on my 43rd birthday. And now we also work with the Bastide line, which Chilito, who's my sales director, and myself, he's been working with me for 7 years. And we both sold Cote de Bastide in the 90s in college. So we did both work in retail selling these lotions and potions when we were in university. And it's funny because we were obsessed with Cote de Bastide. So when Frederick Fekkai and his gorgeous wife purchased the brand and brought it back to its Provence roots and brought back the integrity and the ingredients and where all of it stands from and comes by, they also relaunched it with fresh, delightful packaging. And the Bastide collection has its private room also at the conservatory, which is where we launched the Materie pop-up and kind of space. So you can go to Hudson Yards and go to the conservatory and find a lot of our Materie brands
as well as the
Bastide products there. And our, of course, Cire Trudon, which is, how can we miss our Cire Trudon candles? We've been working with them almost 3 years as their kind of agents here in the United States. And it's been such a great blessing to work with them. We love these candles. Let me just tell you, I feel like manifesting things in life come true because I've only always burned the Ernesto candle in my house, which is a stubborn Cuban. Again, My mother's Cuban, so I am a stubborn Cuban. And also the Abdul Qadir, which is like such the most cleanest, most beautiful, minty, like it's such a green, gorgeous candle. Like yeah. Once you burn a Sirtuan candle, like it's very hard to go back to any other brand.
I don't make eye contact with them. Yeah. They're so beautiful.
They're so beautiful. And it's funny because like every time I like burn one, and honestly, I'm sure they noticed their drop in sales when I became their agent, because I used to buy at least $3,000 worth of them at Barney's.
I'm very concerned to know how many bottles out of your 40-foot container of Szechuan were my volume powder sprays, because I feel like I'm responsible for the last... I've been in the States 10 years, so 10 years, yeah. I've been burning through that.
That volume powder is like, I've got to say, the best volume powder that you can get. Yeah. It's a dry shampoo volume powder all in one, and we have it in two, the original and also in the brown, and you cannot live without that
stuff.
There
is not a better one on the market. I've done 10 years of research. I have very fine hair. I will live, and that is my hill that I will die on. The Szechuan volume powder is the greatest.
We do buy them in thousands.
Yeah.
Like, and on our container, we do buy them between 3,000 and 6,000 units.
You can give me a wholesale price. Yeah. I will buy the carton.
Oh my God. We will make sure of that before you leave here today. We're going to get you a code, your own wholesale code on Materiet. You can get all your own, Szechuan products.
Like, hey, Jeff, I know you think you're going to use the garage as your like man cave, but I think what you're going to find is going to be where I store my volume
powder. All your back stock.
That's what's going to happen.
It's incredible. I do have to say, like that and the Ocean Mist, there's a lot of cult favorites in the Szechuan brand. You know, it's funny because when we first started becoming distributors, we would always send Jen Atkins tons of our Szechuan at the Wall Group. And again, going back to the Kardashians, they loved our Szechuan products. And one of my favorite moments was just like seeing behind set all the Szechuan bottles with all these session stylists. So, of course, she has her own brand now. But like since before that, oh my God, I couldn't even like, we sold a lot of that product. I think we're ranked at number 22 in the U.S. market. And let me just tell you, there's a lot of hair care brands, from ones that you find at Ulta or Sephora or even at Walgreens or Duane Root or one of those places, or CVS. Let's not forget CVS. Where I grew up, there's a lot of CVSs in Glastonbury, Connecticut. And so, So literally, we're ranked pretty high with so many competitors on the market.
That's really high for an indie brand as well. That's huge. That's exciting.
So we have a lot of newness. We're known. We have our Campo diffusers, which if you're someone into kind of essential oils and aromatherapy and don't want to burn candles, that is an incredible brand as well. We have our Zip Beauty, which is our device, which is our nano microcurrent. That was actually the device that Kim Kardashian Snapchatted. And she was doing the eye treatment on her lips. So you can use our eye treatment on the lips. We just launched a new treatment on our app. And Melanie Simon also created her own vitamin C product. And she's launching two more SKUs in that assortment this year, which is super exciting. Because if you do follow Melanie Simon, everyone wants to have her skin and be her. And I love it because I just read in an article just recently that her fashion icon is Cher from Moonstruck. And it makes so much sense.
That makes me so happy.
It makes me so happy, too.
Me so happy.
I actually said my fashion icon was Linda Rodan. But you can't really see it, can you?
I mean,
not immediately. But like my second one would be like probably Tom Ford.
Fair. Okay, I see that.
You can see that?
I can see that. Yeah,
probably. Me and him were meant to be like friends at some point. We did make eye contact at one point.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah. Well, maybe some other day we'll meet in person. We also just launched the Le Objet Apothecary Collection, as well as our candles. And it's doing so well. So, yeah, that's pretty much. We do Jinsu nail polish. I just want to make sure I don't forget any of our brands. Of course, Ilia Beauty, and we've just launched so much newness. And what I'm very excited because we're launching a whole boutique and spa assortment. So, and we also carry the most beautiful line and the brand from Shiva Rose. Going back to the Kardashians, she was just on their episode a few weeks ago doing a tea ceremony.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. Okay. I know. Listen, I'm not a big fan, but it's like I have to bring it up.
That's what you would have us believe, I realize.
Actually, it probably has all to do with my fiance, because he's a fanatic of The Real Housewives, every single branch, mind you.
Fair enough.
And I never watched any of those shows.
I'm not a Housewives because I'm scared of getting sucked in, but I do enjoy a Vanderpump Rules. I do enjoy a Vanderpump Rules.
He loves Vanderpump
Rules,
too.
It feels local and appropriate. I mean, it's very local to you. Yeah, it's super close to you.
Very close. I'm sure I'll be there. I have a friend coming in from New York who's married with two kids, mm-hmm. and she's left her mother from Boca with her husband in Westchester and told him last minute that she's leaving them during the holidays and she's going to go celebrate Easter, even though she's a sweet Jewish girl from New Jersey. So I'm excited. So she'll be here. She wants to see Lisa Vanderpump. They all want to see her when they come here.
I know. I am doing it this Saturday. I've got a friend in from New York and another friend in from England.
Are you?
And they both insist to go.
Well, we're going to be at Pump on
Saturday.
We're
at Pump on Saturday. I'll see you at Pump on Saturday. We can do Pump and then round to Tom Tom because they've done Sir. They've got to do Pump and Tom Tom.
And Tom Tom is hard to get into.
I know. Because they don't have online reservations either.
No.
I have been to Tom Tom. I have been. I've already done this a couple of times with visitors.
And it's so funny because now I should be into all those shows because one of my best friends growing up was this girl Debbie LaMelle and her sister's Dorit on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And so it comes back home. Everything comes in full circle.
If you're living it, do you want to watch it? That's the question.
I don't, my whole thing is I actually feel like I live with a housewife. My partner owns his modeling agencies, but he's truly a housewife. He's home by 4:30. Leaves at 10:30, gets his massages. He's got the best life.
Maybe he could be the new cast member. If Lisa leaves.
I think they need a gay man. If anyone's listening, if you need to cast a gay man, I have the best person for you. He has two agencies. Yeah, and he's married to a retail queen.
So it will be fine. It will be fine. Oh my goodness, that's so exciting. So I'm going to wrap up, taking up so much of your time.
And
the people downstairs are serenading us, if you can hear that.
Oh my God,
I don't think our listeners will be able to hear it. I really wish they could.
Oh my God. Well, we do have our offices on Guitar Row, and I wanted to be on the Sunset Strip pretty much when I moved here because I needed the loud energy of New York somewhere. Yeah. And when I came and found this office space, you can hear the beeping outside. I feel like I'm in New York. I need the loudness of New York City and that energy to drive me during the day.
Yeah. Oh, I can't work in silence. It freaks me out.
And I'm still that weird New Yorker living in Los Angeles that still works 10 to 12 hours a day. When people, I see them go hiking shirtless. I'm like, oh, look at that one. No wonder he has that body because he has all day to do that.
More coffee, more work. I have emails to answer. I'm going to put a face mask on
and work on my reports.
So it's like doing Korean hand masks and I'm going to answer these emails. Who doesn't need to do a PowerPoint? So tell everyone where they can find you.
Yeah.
Where they can find Materia.
They can find us on www.materia.com, which is MATERIAE.com. And you could also find our Materia assortment at the Conservatory on Hudson Yards in New York City. We're on the first floor at the most beautiful store called the Conservatory, and our Materia edit is in there, so it's almost the entire beauty area. So when in New York, check us out there at the Conservatory, or if you're online, you can check us out at www.materiae.com.
Very impressive spelling.
I had to take a deep breath. Thank God I went to school for musical theater.
Thank goodness, Dr. Parota. So I'm going to wrap up, but thank you so much. This was such a treat.
This is so much fun.
And I feel like we could come back and talk about a million more things another time.
I'm sure we will.
Excellent.
Should we wrap up with wrestling?
Ask me anything. I told you I was going to body slam you through the table, but now they're playing downstairs. I don't want to distract them.
I'm going to start looking for self-tanners, though. Thanks for the advice.
I think that's the clue. I think that's the way forward. Amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, see, I didn't lie. I didn't make it up. He's wonderful. Do you love him? I love him so much, as you can tell. And I did totally leave with a can of the Szechuan hair powder. Full disclosure, hashtag gifted, hashtag Szechuan hair powder. But as I pointed out, I must have bought at least 3 a year for the last 10 years. So I felt like taking that one can did not damage my journalistic integrity. Plus, I paid for parking, and so that wasn't free. But anyway, I love David. I definitely want to go back and talk to him again. And we see how Materia is getting on and see what other brands he's picking up, because he has yet to pick up a stinker as far as I can see. Any man who is selling Zellens to the good people of the United States is okay by me. And just what a nice chap. Anyway, that's it from us this week. We'll be back next time with, you guessed it, the full coverage beauty awards. Honestly, it's got ridiculous. It's got really silly. it's not, we're not, Harry isn't here because we've fallen out. I don't want you to think we've fallen out about it. It's not that bad. We just like, we've got intense and I think you're going to enjoy it. She also wants to get dressed up and wear gowns and have the winners in envelopes, even though this is a podcast and you'll never see it. And while I appreciate that level of commitment and while I agree with her in principle, I also know that we just won't do it in the end and we'll end up in pajamas or Care Bear onesies, which actually feels right to me. Doesn't it feel right to you that we should do this in Care Bear onesies? But we will be having a bottle of fizz, I know that for sure. Anyway, I'm going to go. It was so lovely to catch up. I'm so glad that I got to share the David Perotta chat with you. Do check out his website, all the details in the show notes. And if you've got any questions or comments on the Charlotte Tilbury Glowgasm collection, I would love to hear them. And you can get in touch with us at hello@fullcoveragepodcast.com. That is our email address. We are checking it regularly, or as regularly as we're able, which is pretty regularly at the moment. I'm quite proud of us. You can also get in touch with us on Facebook, facebook.com/fullcoveragepodcast. And then click on the top pinned post on the page, which will take you through to our beauty banter group. We are so close to 3,000 members. And as soon as we get to 3,000 members, we're going to have a massive giveaway. So keep your eyes peeled for that. Of course, we're on Twitter and Instagram as well, at Full Coverage Pod. So come say hi there, post to us, tag us, DM us, slide into those DMs. We want it. We want it. And we love seeing all your messages and answering your questions. So yeah, please get in touch. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you to everyone who's given us a review on Apple Podcasts. It makes such a massive difference. You can't even know. And if you haven't and you feel so inclined, you've got 2 minutes spare at the end of your day, pop over to Apple Podcasts, click the 5 stars and just leave us a little review. Just a couple of words, just anything that says, hey, these ladies, they're okay. Purple Monkey Dishwasher. You don't have to say Purple Monkey Dishwasher. I've been watching a lot of The Simpsons. It's a bad and old joke. Anyway, I am going to go because I've been rattling on. I really do need to get my voice back before my book tour, which is coming up. Don't know if I've mentioned it. Cheeky plug. I'll put all those details in the show notes too. And of course, you can always come and find All Difficult Eyes on YouTube or on harrymakesitup.com. I know she appreciates your support more than either of us could ever say. So thank you so much, guys. We'll see you again next time. Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.